Cornelia, you have a background as a pathologist. Tell me a little bit about what you've done over the years.
Thanks, Cheryl. I actually started out in veterinary medicine and then decided to go back to school and became even narrower and deeper with a degree in veterinary reproductive pathology. And that's actually what brought me to Alberta. There was a position here in the pathology labs for someone with my training, and it was just a good fit. So I've had the very good fortune to have about four or five different careers and two employers over my time in Alberta. I was asked to form a food safety division for Alberta Agriculture and was able to guide that division through a number of different crises like foot and mouth disease in the UK, 9/11 and BSE and various food safety outbreaks, and then had the opportunity to move into crop and livestock related research, which eventually brought me here to Alberta Innovates BioSolutions. So I've really enjoyed my career to this point.
Yeah. Well, that certainly gives you the background that you need for this other part of your job, which is dealing with food health and food safety. What exactly is it that you're doing in this part of your portfolio?
There are two elements to our priority area, which is called food for health, quality food for health. The first part is actually the food and health connection. And our initiatives in this area arise from some work that was done by the Ministry of Advanced Education and Technology, as it was known in those days. And they developed, through a very involved process, they developed a document called Making the Food and Health Connection. And this explored the connectivity between nutrition and health, and very important for Albertans, because when we take a look at some of the statistics, we see that in Alberta, two out of three children have above expected body mass, and obesity, as we know, results in increased rates of metabolic syndrome, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and other chronic diseases, which really contribute to our rising healthcare costs. So if we can begin to manage some of these chronic diseases through improved nutrition, we have, first of all, a healthier population, and those people will live longer, and also a manageable provincial budget when it comes to health care. So food and health is about looking at prevention of chronic diseases. It's also about improving the healthful attributes of food and food ingredients. And there we can think about the levels of sugar, sodium, and unhealthy fats that we see in many processed foods today. And of course, I've already mentioned the overconsumption of food, which we have a tendency to do. So we have the opportunity to improve the nutrition profile of Alberta-produced foods. We also have the ability to improve our processing technologies and packaging technologies to make food healthier overall. So Alberta Innovates BioSolutions' focus on healthy food recognizes that food and nutrition play a role in the health of our population, but recognizes the opportunities that exist to strengthen in Alberta's economy.
Can you give me some examples of what you might actually do in that area?
Yeah. Most of our activity would be in partnership with others. It would be with Alberta Agriculture and Rural Development, with Alberta Health, with Alberta Innovates Health Solutions, with the Ministry of Enterprise and Advanced Education, and as well as Alberta Livestock and Meat Agency, Alberta Crop Industry Development Fund. We would get together and have competitions to fund research projects. So we would invest in things like improving the fiber content of lentils and beans, exploring the cholesterol-lowering capabilities of barley, anti-cancer properties of designer oils. We would look at barley protein nanoparticles as a way to encapsulate other bioactives that would reduce cardiovascular disease or diabetes. So these are a few examples of projects that we're involved in.
It's such a broad area. How are you focusing your efforts?
we're working with an organization outside of Alberta Innovates, BioSolutions, to really take a close look at the capacity to produce healthy foods in Alberta. So how many small and medium enterprises do we have in the provinces, enterprises being businesses, that could adapt their recipes to develop more healthful products? We're also taking a look at the research and innovation capacity we have in the province, and finally, assessing what the economic impact of our investments might be. So through this process, we hope to really identify how we can make investments that could make a difference in Alberta.
Now, you also have to look after food safety. Mm-hmm. How does food safety come into the BioSolutions area?
So food safety is, of course, top of mind for a lot of people. Consumers, when they hear about food safety recalls, they shake their heads and wonder. And responsible, safe food production is taken for granted in Canada. If we take a look at the elements that could cause challenges in food, you could have physical hazards like little bits of metal off of machinery in food. You could have chemical hazards such as residues, which are monitored on a very regular basis by our authorities. But most people think of food safety challenges about the microbial hazards like bacteria and viruses we see in food. Food processors have really responded to the challenge that microbial hazards brings to them. They've put in place programs such as HACCP to prevent the introduction of bacteria into foods. They have also made significant investments in new technology and equipment over the last 10 or 15 years. So this is how the industry is dealing with these emerging bacterial pathogens.
Now, a lot of that has to do with the regulatory side, and you're dealing a lot with research and trying to sort of move things along. Can you give me some examples of research that will help address some of these concerns?
Well, we have three things underway right now, Cheryl. We have, but our focus is on, again, those bacterial hazards, and particularly E. coli 0157 and what is known in the U.S. as the Big Six. These are other O-antigen-based E. coli's. We're looking at Salmonella, Listeria, and Campylobacter, and those four families of organisms are what cause the majority of foodborne illnesses in both Canada and in Alberta. So we have, together with Alberta Livestock and Meat Agency, we have a $2.5 million call for proposals where we're looking particularly at interventions or prevention of foodborne illnesses, and again, those four organisms. And we should be able to make an announcement of the successful projects very shortly. In partnership with Genome Canada and with the Canadian Food Inspection Agency, we're involved in a $600,000 project that would apply genomic tools to the detection and surveillance of Listeria. And as you know, Listeria was the organism that caused problems for Maple Leaf Foods in 2008. And the third call for proposals that we're involved in now is a $1 million program on research and innovation leading to rapid detection of E. coli, pathogenic E. coli's in food processing, but with emphasis on meat. So we've got a lot going on in the food safety area.
Can you give me some examples of the projects that you are involved in?
So projects that are ongoing have to do with the antimicrobial and thermal interventions for bacterial control. So in other words, how do we control bacteria in the beef from older animals? We would also be looking at how do we improve the safety of lean, low-sodium meat products. So as you know, sodium or salt is a preservative in addition to a flavor enhancer. So as we're becoming more concerned about sodium in our diets and reducing the amount of salt in some processed foods, we've got to make sure that they remain safe. We're also taking a look at Listeria in processed meats, and for instance, those deli meats that are so tasty. We're looking at new technologies and supporting the development of high-pressure processing for post-packaging bacterial control. High-pressure processing is a new technology which uses temperature and time and pressure in order to ensure that meat has a longer shelf life and remains safe without losing its quality attributes, flavor, color, and so on.
We know that trade is a huge issue and that products from Alberta do go all around the world. So where do we sit on the global stage in terms of the research and innovation in this food safety area?
Alberta's and Canada's food industry are regarded amongst the top, I would say, 5 to 6 jurisdictions in the world with regard to food safety. So we have a very excellent reputation globally, and this does impact our market access. The U.S. being an example is where most of our meat and food products do end up in the U.S. So we have a very good working relationship with them and make sure that our regulatory infrastructure is equivalent as much as possible.
Thank you very much, Cornelia.
You're welcome, Cheryl.